From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bipartisan group of senators has held another meeting to negotiate a compromise on a health care overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The so-called Gang of Six is made up of equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, headed by Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus. The Finance Committee is the last of five on Capitol Hill to produce a health care overhaul bill and has been negotiating for months. Senator Baucus is giving the group till September 15th to come up with a bipartisan proposal. After that, the senator has indicated that he's prepared to go forward with a bill backed by Democrats only. In a statement, Baucus said the finance group conference call was a productive one. The group will meet again next Tuesday when Congress returns from recess and the day before President Barack Obama presents his own priorities for revamping the health care system. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
One Republican says Congress needs to press the reset button on the health care issue. In the GOP's weekly address, Representative John Clyde of Minnesota says the Democratic plan amounts to a government takeover that threatens millions of jobs.
Using a model developed by Dr. Christina Romer, the head of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, it is estimated that 4.7 million jobs could be lost as a result of health-related taxes most businesses simply cannot afford to pay.
President Obama has accused Republicans of engaging in scare tactics to undermine health care overhaul. He says the plan is designed to shift control over coverage from insurance companies to consumers and will benefit the economy in the long run. Following 3 days of protests in the northwestern Chinese city of Urumqi, the party boss and police chief have been fired. Five people were killed in the unrest, which was sparked by a bizarre series of stabbing attacks with hypodermic syringes. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Urumqi Communist Party Secretary Li Jie is the highest-ranking official to be sacked over the turmoil engulfing the northwestern city. He had had a visible role trying to defuse the protests, addressing the crowds on Thursday. Now he and Police Chief Liu Yahua have been replaced. The government may be hoping to mollify public anger, alleviating calls for the resignation of Xinjiang's party secretary Wang Lechen. Heavy security has blanketed the streets of Urumqi, with some Uyghur areas of town sealed off. The protests were over a perceived lack of security, following a series of attacks with hypodermic syringes. The government has blamed separatist forces it accuses of trying to destroy ethnic unity. In July, almost 200 people were killed in Urumqi after violent ethnic riots broke out, pitting Han Chinese against Turkic-speaking Uyghurs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
A firefighting battle continues in the mountains above Los Angeles, where more than 154,000-acre blaze is burning. Authorities say the fire was deliberately set. This is NPR. The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery will perform a third spacewalk today outside the International Space Station. One of the main tasks is to prepare for the arrival of the last U.S. segment of the orbiting outpost. From Orlando, Pat Duggins has details.
Spacewalkers Christer Fuglesang and Danny Olivas will install data cables for the upcoming Tranquility module. The compartment will include an observation dome called a cupola. One complication for the spacewalk is that mission planners may change where the Tranquility module will go on the space station. NASA's Zeb Scoville says last-minute changes to the spacewalk are meant to address that.
What we found is that if they only route that about halfway, then that preserves the capability in the future to either continue routing at port or we can take the second half of those cables and route them underneath the ISS structure.
The spacewalkers will also remove wiring that could get in the way of the Tranquility module, scheduled to be delivered in February of next year. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
NATO investigators have visited the site of yesterday's U.S. airstrike against the Taliban in northern Afghanistan. They met with villagers in Kunduz province who say scores of civilians were killed or injured. General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, says he takes reports of civilian deaths and injuries very seriously as public anger mounts against the coalition. He has pledged a thorough investigation into the matter. Pakistani troops launch more attacks on militant hideouts in the northwest region's Khyber Pass, one of the main routes used to carry supplies to coalition forces in neighboring Afghanistan. The Pakistani military says at least 35 militants have been killed since the offensive was launched late last month. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.